Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America, for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Ike out today, returns tomorow. Don't worry.
Don't change that dial.
Yeah, settle down.
Yeah.
He'll be back.
He's just got to play a little round of golf.
A little golf.
Golf.
Golf. Little golf.
Yeah, who says golf?
The camera.
My mom.
Oh, your mom. That's right. Your mom says golf.
It's a tough scene.
Once, before we get to Seltzer, who is joining us for debate days, is Tim Fender. Works in our sales department. Known Tim for a long time. We've worked here both for a really long time.
A nice looking bald man.
Yep. I remember Tim. Wasn't always bald guy. I knew Tim before he was bald.
Yep. Also drug Drew on us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. They're very, very different guys. Drew Fender looks like he is stunned every time you're talking to him.
Envision a lab.
Yes.
Like a dog.
Yes. But Tim once said to me, this is years ago, he goes, hey, was thinking about doing an event at Topgolf. And I'm like, what? And he goes, you know, Topgolf. And I'm like, I don't know what you're saying. And he's like, it's a golf place. And I'm like, it's a golf place? What are you talking about? And he's like, golf. And he did like the, and I was like, golf? And he's like, yes.
Nice.
Yeah, I don't talk that way.
But the camera does.
So yes, he is. And speaking of the camera, it is debate days here on WIP. Hit it, Buzz.
Debate days.
So we bring on from the WIP Morning Show, James Seltzer. What up, buddy?
Yeah, that was like traumatizing here. You guys did the golf thing.
Oh, yes.
Did it too many times.
Yes.
Jared Goff, that joke's been made a million times.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah. I see what you guys are doing, by the way. No, like, then you bring Elliot on. You can only patronize the audience that much. You got to raise the level. Make everyone happy.
Oh, is that what we're doing?
That's exactly what we're doing.
Is that
how you doing?
Maybe we'll be. Maybe now, we're doing that.
Now, James, Mazel Tov. Max Lazar got the call back up to the big leagues.
Big news for us Jews and the very, very, very small amount of us Jews, period, and the small amount of Jews in Major League Baseball.
There you go. There you go. Yeah. Somewhere Sandy Koufax is smiling.
And Gabe Kapler.
Hey, you gotta stick together, man.
Yeah.
You know?
So, James, we bring you on. I didn't know this was a hot button issue for you.
Yes.
As that is debate days here on WIP, and we're soft launching it today on the WIP Afternoon Show with some non-sport debates. And I brought up to Jack earlier, I was like, is it considered reading a book if you listen to the audiobook? And he said, no.
Not even close.
So, James Seltzer, I ask you, if you listen to an audiobook, can you say you read the book?
Of course not. I mean, this is a nonsensical thing. Like, I appreciate being, Pat on the show. You guys are awesome. I love talking to you. You know, I love helping you guys out. But it's just such a nonsensical thing. Reading, the act of reading, I even looked it up just because. And the act of reading is literally the act of reading the written word. Spoken aloud or silently.
Right. Like, spoken aloud by somebody else. So let me ask you something, James. Can blind people read books?
It's saying you can speak it aloud when you're reading it, not listening to it is reading.
So, okay. So you listen to an audiobook.
So here's the thing. You can say, I know that book.
No.
You could say, I know what happens in that book. You could say, I listened to that book. You can't say, I read that book.
Exactly. So you didn't read it. You listened to it.
You listen to somebody else read it, which is essentially you reading the book.
Oh, when I listen to a podcast.
We don't. Okay. No one's going to say, we are not in a point in our culture or language where any of us is going to say, yeah, I listened to the book. You sound like a psychopath.
You listened to the audio version of the book. You didn't read the book.
No.
Reading requires your eyes.
Really? So blind people can't read books?
Well, let's not bring the blind into this.
I honestly, I feel like I'm talking to the camera. Like, this is crazy. It's nonsensical. It's like when the camera says the things where he doesn't agree with science. Like, what are we doing here? It's reading. Again,
no. But what we actually mean when we say we read a book, we mean we consumed the contents of the book.
Yes, it does. No, it means I read the book to consume the content. We have words that describe what you're doing. I listen to someone read the book. I listen to the book. I know what happens in the book. I am familiar with the content of the book. But at no point did you actually read the book.
Correct.
Like, read is a very specific word.
No, and language, you would agree, language evolves. Words mean something different today than they meant when 100. And yes.
What if you're illiterate, though? What if you're illiterate? Well, what if you're illiterate, then you listen to the book? Does that make you literate?
No, but it still means
you
read the book.
Rest my case, no. Buzz. Hit the buzzer.
No.
Cooked his ass.
There's no buzzer. You guys are idiots. Anyone who listens to a book can say that they read the book.
That's nonsense.
But no, like, honestly, here's why it's not nonsense.
Honestly,
because James
wouldn't make a point this silly. Like, what are we touching?
And she's six.
No, here's the point. If you ask me if
she can't read yet, she gets really frustrated.
If
I can't read yet, and you know what? Hold on. You know what she says? I have to read her books. I read her books, and I have been reading her Dr. Seuss. Let me tell you, that Fox and the Sox, the worst book ever written by anyone. It's the most annoying thing you've ever read in your life. But you know what she always says? She says, I wish I could read the book, because she knows the book. I've read it to her, but you know what? She doesn't consider that reading because she hasn't read it herself. She's a six-year-old.
This is a radio show for adults, not six-year-olds. When an adult asks you if you read a book, the reason they did that is because they want to know if you know what is in the book so they can discuss it with you. The fact that we're parsing whether you listen to somebody read it or read it yourself, read the book means consume the book. That's what it means. And I guarantee you, in 20 years or whatever, when we're looking at Webster's Dictionary, it will include this phrase, read the book to include listening to the book.
I vehemently disagree with this. Again, it's not like you have to say some crazy roundabout sentence to tell people what you did. You just say, yeah, I listened to it.
Yeah.
Oh, I know what's in it.
I listened to the audio version.
You read it. You just don't have to, if someone says, did you read the book? By saying yes, you're lying. Even if you know what's in the book, you're lying.
No, you're an elitist. Honestly, it's not surprising at all. It's not surprising at all that you'd be some coastal elite about listening to a book.
I'm a coastal elite about reading?
You are. You're a coastal elite. You're a coastal elite about reading. You are.
What are we talking about here? Like, I promote reading. I think
reading is great. Reading is great.
But listening's not reading.
But I can't read a book while I'm in the car, or I can't read a book. And honestly, the fact that people would get more information, but you're trying to shame them because they listen to the information.
No, buddy. You are conflating things here. I have no problem if people listen to audiobooks. I think they're awesome. Like, good for people. I think it's a great thing if people listen to them. But that doesn't mean that I think they should say they read the book.
So you're saying that
you can contribute to conversations when people read them. I don't care if I have a conversation.
Well, you obviously care because if you ask me,
if they tell me they read the book.
If
they said I listened to it, I'd be like, oh, cool, let's talk about it.
Okay.
If they said I read it and then you found out they listened, I'd be like, well, that was weird.
So,
why don't you just tell me you listened?
So then, how about this? You ask me if I read a book or something. I say yes, and we talk about the book. And the next day, you found out I listened to it. Am I a liar?
Yeah.
Okay. Then you're a lunatic.
You're weird for not telling me the truth.
Yes.
What actually happened?
You're weird for caring.
No, just tell the truth. Just tell the truth. Now here's
a
question.
That's a lie. Another thing. Why do I have the lessons of my 6-year-old have to keep coming up? I'm like, I don't care if you broke something or if whatever. I only care if you lie to me about it.
Again, like, you're too concerned with six-year-olds, and I don't even know why Jack's participating, who has never read a book beginning to end.
I read half of a book, and then I quit.
You've never read a book.
In a long time.
You don't even read articles, much less books.
I 280 characters at a time. I wrote a book, half of
it. Who's more qualified to contribute to this conversation than someone who actually wrote a book and contributed to society in that way?
Yeah, so here's my question for both of you. Should I do the audio version of Ring the Bell? Would that enhance your experience with the book or not?
I don't want to listen to you any more than I have to. I'll
honestly,
read the book.
Honestly, I think I don't think you realize what an ordeal it would be for you to record it.
That's what I told him.
I would be fine with you doing it. Yeah, oh my God. He would be one day into recording and be like, this is the worst.
Yeah, I quit. Now you will both.
It's much easier to read a book than it is to read it out loud into a microphone the right way.
And I don't know if you know me at all. Not exactly the strongest reader.
Yeah,
you know.
Yeah,
sometimes talker. when I the words are on the paper.
Yep.
Doesn't always come out of the mouth in the most. You know.
You ever read a Walker?
You're a busy guy.
Oh yeah, kind of.
You're a busy guy. Pay me to read the book.
Well, I might pay Buzz to read the book.
Buzz?
Yeah.
Really?
I definitely won't pay Seltzer to read the book. You kidding me? Yeah, that voice for
definitely decrease sales
for 350 pages. But you are in the acknowledgments, buddy. I said I put you in my acknowledgments.
See, that's all I did.
Well, just so you know, he did it because Ike and I bullied him into putting us in.
I kind of forgot, honestly.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That I'm not surprised about.
All right, James. Even though you're wrong, we appreciate you joining us.
Oh, by the way, real quick, you didn't ask me about the freaking parking spot. You asked everyone.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Well, this is the next thing. What do you feel about backing into parking spots?
I have an interesting perspective on this. At least I think
we'll be the judge of that.
Yeah. Why don't you stop tooting your own horn?
Or at least interesting to the show today because I haven't heard anyone else bring this up. Maybe they have. But I don't do it. So preface it with that. Like, I don't have the patience for it. You guys know me. I just pull right into the spot when I can. But for 2 years, I worked for a safety company as a salesperson, an energy safety company. We would go into refineries and petrochemical plants and sell breathing air and gas section, all that. And it was company policy that if you worked for the company, whenever you parked anywhere in public, you know, where it was a company event, whatever, you had to back into spots because basically all the accidents that happen in parking lots happen because of people backing out. So I don't do it myself. That's on me. But I don't hate on people who do it is kind of where I'm at. It is technically probably the right thing.
Let me ask you this, James. How much of that, and you had this job a long time ago, was when there were far more cars without backup cameras?
Good point. Yeah, I had this job 17 years ago.
Yes.
Whatever. Good point. All right, you swung me.
Yeah, what I would posit is that if I'm thinking about two different things, option one, there's cars on both sides of me. I'm parked in a spot. There's cars on both sides of me. I can either look out with my eyes frontwards or can look in my backup camera backwards. I have a better view.
That's interesting, Mike. That's a good call. The backup camera is a game changer that I hadn't thought about.
Thank you, James.
This is great,
James.
You see, we found common ground.
Now, what was James Seltzer, the sales guy, like? I envisioned a ravenous pit bull.
No, see, the thing was that I didn't really care enough about, not that I cared about, like, the stuff I was selling in the sense of, like, it was a good thing. But if I didn't think someone really needed what I was selling, I couldn't really, you know me. Like, I wasn't like, you got to buy it. Let me tell you. You know, I just couldn't. I sold mortgages, too. And I couldn't think about the long-term ramifications of what people were doing if it was a bad decision for them and still try and push it on them. So, you know, despite being a friendly guy, I did not end up being a great salesman.
Oh, James is simply too honest a person.
That's right.
I'm too nice a guy.
Are you saying our salespeople here lie? Interesting.
No.
I'm just kidding.
All right. Thank you, James.
All right, guys. Good time.
All right. There it is. 215-592-9494. Speaking of great salespeople.
Are you kidding me?
At the National Appliance Warehouse, the best.
The best. And listen, there's so many things that set National Appliance Warehouse apart. I mean, one, if you're in the business of appliances, you're trying to make your kitchen look nicer, you got to make sure that the place you go to has the right appliance. Now,
they've got all of them there.
They have all of them. Over 100 brands from Sub-Zero to Budget. Now, in your case, you were very specific. You only wanted two, but don't worry.
Yeah.
Don't worry. That was a Spike specific thing. If you go to National Appliance Warehouse, over 100 brands, 15,000 square foot showroom, they have the right appliances for you.
Yeah. And it wasn't that I was specific about two brands. It was like, here's my price range, right? Here's the kind of quality we're looking for. And there's a big breadth of it. You know, you could get a fridge from cost X to 10X or whatever. I was like, we will get too confused if you show us too many different options.
Yes. So, but they had the options.
They had all of them. Yeah. But I asked you, Rome, before I went in there, I need you to whittle it down. And because I'm the customer and I matter, they whittled it down.
And you know, I like that you threw that you mattered in there. That's interesting.
I matter.
What a big wig.
Yeah.
But, you know, you speaking of how your own took care of you, that's also what sets National Appliance Warehouse apart, is their culture. We talk about culture with our sports teams. It also matters where you buy appliances. And trust me, when you go down there, first off, incredibly knowledgeable, but also they treat you like family. So that's what sets them apart. And on top of all of that, you are going to get the best price possible that is guaranteed by Price Assure, which is a piece of technology specific for National Appliance Warehouse that instantly updates price tags all throughout the store. Tax-free Delaware helps, and great savings events like they always have going on. So they have all that, also installation, delivery, whole lot more. Visit nationalappliancewarehouse.com or their showroom in tax-free Wilmington or Middletown, Delaware today. And as always, tell them Fred sent you.
By the way, Jack, that tax-free Wilmington thing, not a small thing.
No.
You're getting a bunch of appliances. That adds up.
It's a pretty penny.
It adds up.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is. With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
The Twitter question is brought to you by Mark's Jewelers. For the best selection in diamonds to fit every budget, visit the home team at Mark's. Experience the difference at marks-jewelers.com. Does listening to the audio version of a book count as reading the book? What do you think the poll is at, Jack?
I would say 65% say no.
51% say no.
Wow.
Very close to 50-50.
Wow, love that.
Really disappointed in Seltzer's elitist take that it doesn't count. Chris in Middletown, you're on WIP. What's up, Chris?
Happy Ike Free Zone today, man.
Yeah, it is an Ike Free Zone.
No one's saying that.
Yeah.
Not one person.
No.
Listen, hey, Spike, talking about Twitter questions, in answer to your Twitter question about which generation is the worst, it's clearly millennials. I mean, Jack is a perfect example.
Yes.
Mom changes flat tires.
My dad did. My mom was up there. They both came.
And then on top of it, he's got to take 2 weeks off to watch his wife take care of the kids.
First off, it was a week and then another week down the road. It was not 2 weeks at the same time.
Look, millennials are the worst generation. I don't blame them for it. They're the first generation to have the internet the entire time, so they've never had to do anything. It's the reason why that when you compare the amount, like just take music, you compare the amount of legendary trend-setting musicians in Gen X to that of millennials, it's like they've got two. And we've got hundreds, and it's just because they've just been sitting on their ass scrolling on the internet their whole lives. Not their fault. You know, I didn't grow up, you know, sitting around watching Instagram or whatever, but they have, and I feel bad for them. It's made them lazy, uncreative, annoying, really just a scourge. That's why I like Gen Z better, because Gen Z has evolved a little bit past millennials.
Well, definitely, but in their defense, Spike, at least they can read, and you're giving Generation X a bad rap. You're dead wrong on this whole reading thing. So,
were you arguing Gen X versus Millennials, or Millennials versus Gen Z?
No, I was. Well, I mean, the question I put up is, what is the worst generation? And I put Boomer, Gen X, Millennial, and Gen Z.
Okay,
and Boomer got the most votes for being the worst, though.
Nah, they're fine.
Yeah.
I'm in on the boomer.
Yeah, boomers
are. And like I tried to explain to you, Walker is Generation Alpha.
I'm not doing this.
And Sutton is Generation Beta.
Chris on Alvarado, go ahead.
Yeah, go ahead, please. So here's what's going on with Alvarado. I do share the same sentiment as Jack. I think Abel clearly showed us something, that he is ready for this level. Now, temper to that outing yesterday with the fact that it was the Pittsburgh Pirates, which is like playing a minor league baseball team. But I do like it. Bring him up, put him out in the bullpen, utilize him, utilize what you have already in Taiwan. Romano looks like he's back. So I think obviously in the postseason we lose Ranger is going to be the one to replace Alvarado there, because he's certainly not going to be a starter unless there's some sort of injury. I know Nola continues to stink, but why is he so untouchable? We can't move in the pen. Like, baseball is full of pitchers that got old and went there. You had Pedro even went there at one point in time. Mark Burley, John Smoltz. Like, it is.
Well, John Smoltz went there because he was coming off Tommy John surgery and they didn't think he could take down 200 innings. But what is Nola doing in the bullpen?
Anything in the bullpen.
But see,
use Romano as your closer. You're going to use Kirkland potentially as your closer, and Strom as your closer. So they're going to do a closing by rotation. So you just need somebody to set up innings prior to that. I think they need two arms, and I think one of them is currently on the roster, is my feeling with this Alvarado injury.
See, my thing on Nola is, if he's not right, I don't want him in the bullpen either. The whole point is that if he gets right again, he's too valuable as a starter to put in the bullpen. Like, do you really want, in some important seventh inning, Nola to come in there and have one of those Nola innings where he gives up two bombs or something? The other thing is, Nola gives up so many home runs, he's going to have to come in with a guy on second and third at some point.
Which he's never done his entire life.
Yeah, I don't buy the Nola thing. At least Ranger has, I think, by the way, pitches out of trouble, I think, better than Nola does generally, and has been a relief pitcher previously.
Well, I think he's just more malleable. Like, I think, yeah, he would
so
have...
many starting,
I think,
pitchers, one of them has
but
to
Nola,
go somewhere.
Dude, they're not putting Nola in the bullpen. I mean, there's not. I mean, unless it goes horribly for the next 2 months, maybe, if it gets, like, so dire they feel like they have to just to get him out of there, like Taiwan last year. But, like, first off, he's not raising the floor of the bullpen. He's not... His stuff doesn't look like would pop out of the bullpen. They got 5 years left in the contract. They're not doing that.
So for next question today, you get to say whether you have a bone to pick with me, Jack, or Buzz. This is for tickets from Live Nation. You get your choice of Thomas Rhett, Creed, or The Offspring. $30 tickets to special summer shows starting at May 21st while the tickets last. LiveNation.com/ticket. Ticket to summer, rather. So, Chris, bone to pick with any of us? What do you got?
I got a bone to pick, Spike.
With?
It's your producer, Buzz.
Uh-oh. All right, what's the bone?
So here's the bone to pick.
Yeah.
You call in, the phone rings forever. Half of the time he doesn't pick up.
Yep.
That's
actually
ever
true.
Check in to give you a heads up that he's coming to you, except today he did, but I think that was because he knew I was going to debate him. He also tried to weasel out what I was going to say so he'd be prepared, which, good effort. But here's the other thing, guys. You know, he a bit sharp-tongued. I guess the weekend hours are making him puff out his chest a bit.
Ooh.
I mean, I don't know. Maybe it's just me, but, you know.
So your bone is that you think he's getting a little too big time?
The minors a little bit longer.
All right.
Well, you're preaching to me right now, Buzz. Do you have a response?
So the complaint is my ego's too big?
Well,
sharp tongue there, Buzz.
Yeah,
kind of checks out.
No, your priorities.
A little big for his britches back there.
Yeah,
it was just good to see all the phones today.
Yes.
You know, they light up.
Yeah, when you're staring at them.
Usually not like that when we're at Chickies.
I mean, Luke does a good job when he fills in.
He does.
Well, sometimes.
Yeah, Luke started off strong. My current rankings are... What should I do?
This is
going to
go well. Buzz, turn your mic off and close your eyes.
Should I do this or not?
Yeah, of course.
Okay, number one is Morgenstein.
Even though, you know, doesn't do it often.
But he's nearly flawless when he does it.
Stone cold killer.
Yeah. Justin's always locked in.
I do have Buzz too.
That's good.
Deep voice Luke is. See, I would have him three. Oh, and then we just had Justin the other
one. Durazio, which was a...
Well, that was a disaster.
Yeah. So, yeah. Buzz is in the top two.
Yeah, it's really Morgenstein and Buzz who I trust.
Sure.
And everybody else I don't trust yet.
Yep.
At least I trust Buzz. All right, Chris, thank you for the call. All right, coming up next, you know, it could be D-Day for the Tush Push.
Yes.
Tomorrow. They're going to have the vote. There is, we did have one of our enemies go off on the Tush Push. We'll think about that. Also, what are the Eagles doing to keep the Tush Push? Diana Russini had some info on that. We will talk about that. Also talking about Jose Alvarado. Is it that big a deal they're losing Alvarado for 80 games in the playoffs? 215-592-9494. This is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. And speaking of bones to pick, no, you're not going anywhere. I was going to talk about
Showtime?
Picking bones.
Wow. Yeah. And then picking your bone back up.
Yep. I don't know
if we can. I mean,
too late now.
Hey, it was down, but now it's up.
All right, Blue Chew. We are happy to talk to you about Blue Chew. You know, sometimes this sort of thing would have been something that you whisper to somebody.
Whisper down the lane?
Yeah. No. We are proud to help you with an issue that you maybe deep down you know it's an issue. She knows it's an issue. You know what we're talking about. Blue Chew. Same active ingredients as Viagra and Levitra and Stax and Cialis, but it's a chewable. Jack, we love chewables. As opposed to taking a pill.
Yeah, we don't want that.
I'm a big baby taking a pill. Don't
I know.
Like taking a pill.
You seem like the type.
Yeah. What's that supposed to mean?
Well, I just look like you would complain. See, you complain about everything.
Yes.
Yeah, so of course, you complain about how you take your pills. That's what makes it chewable so great.
Yes.
It's easy. It's done.
That's why Blue Chew did it. And if you go to bluechew.com, you use code 94. Your first month is absolutely free. Just pay for the shipping. It's like $5.
Yep.
And there's so many things that are better about it. I'm just trying to think of the things that would prevent you from doing it. All right, the pill thing. Second thing, doctor's office. Don't want to do that. Takes forever to get an appointment. Then you got to talk to the doctor about it. Nope. Not at bluechew.com. You also, they will send you the product in a discreet and
hard
package.
Yep.
So you don't have to worry about the pharmacy or anything like that. No waiting in line at the pharmacy. And your first month is free.
That sounds like too good to be true.
It's not. It's all true.
That's great.
It's too good and it's true. Go to bluechew.com, use code 94 for your first month free, and then you can
chew it and do it.
Question for our listeners. Which automaker assembles the most vehicles in the country? Here's a hint. It's the same one that employs the most hourly workers in the country, and the answer is Ford. That's not a coincidence. It's a commitment. A commitment your local Ford stores share. And that is why Ford is now offering employee pricing across their full lineup of vehicles, which means you pay what they pay. So visit your local Ford stores today to take advantage of this great opportunity. Ford Motor Company. From America for America.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Nerds. Making financial decisions shouldn't feel like picking a TV show. Too many options, too much hype, and no way to know what's actually good. NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast cuts through the clutter. Their finance journalists break through real-world money decisions with clear, research-backed insights. From investing to home buying to credit cards, the nerds help you navigate major financial decisions with confidence. Leave TV to fate. Leave your next financial move to the nerds. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.